In this bulletin, the ACT becomes the first Australian jurisdiction to eliminate all known coronavirus cases. Labor MP Mike Kelly resigns from Federal Parliament. And in sport, Adelaide United to seek an Australian coach after the departure of Hurtun Vurbeek. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The ACT has become the first jurisdiction in Australia to eliminate all known coronavirus cases. Three people have died from COVID-19 in the ACT, and the 103 other Canberrans diagnosed with the illness have now recovered. ACT Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says despite the elimination of cases, the Territory won't be relaxing its social distancing restrictions for now.
It's important to emphasise that it is not a race to lift restrictions. Some of the announcements that have been made in other jurisdictions are pretty much in line with some of the arrangements that were already in place in the ACT. We do need to maintain our vigilance in relation to COVID-19. We know that this virus and this disease continues to exist in Australia.
An investigation into the deadly coronavirus outbreak in Tasmania's northwest has found some hospital staff worked several shifts while unknowingly infected with COVID-19. The report names the Ruby Princess as the likely root cause of the cluster, where 11 of the state's 12 deaths have occurred. Two passengers from the vessel were admitted to Burnie's Northwest Regional Hospital in late March, with the first case in a healthcare worker confirmed on the 3rd of April. Public Health Director Dr. Michael Veitch says some infectious staff had worked for several days while experiencing often mild respiratory symptoms that they didn't attribute to the virus.
I think it's likely that by the time the first cases of infection amongst healthcare workers were diagnosed, that there was already reasonably well-established person-to-person transmission within the hospital setting.
The Tasmanian government has pledged to adopt all of the 17 recommendations from the report, including investigating underlying reasons why staff turn up to work sick. Federal Labor MP Mike Kelly has quit politics due to health reasons, triggering a tight by-election in his southern New South Wales seat. He says serious kidney issues and osteoarthritis stemming from his army service have hampered his ability to best represent his country seat of Eden Monaro. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has praised Dr. Kelly for his 36 years of public service, saying his resignation is a loss for the party and the electorate.
Mike Kelly is an extraordinary Australian, and he has brought a great deal of dignity, talent, capacity and commitment to this parliament.
The looming by-election is expected to be a three-way contest, with Labor holding the seat by a margin of less than 1%. New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro could run for the Nationals, while State Transport Minister Andrew Constance and Senator Jim Molan have been proposed as Liberal candidates. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says he'd welcome Mr. Barilaro's candidacy.
The National Party will be contesting the seat. We'll be contesting Eden Monaro. We've never won the seat. We've never won it. It's a federation seat. There have been 11 members of that particular electorate, but it'll be up to the branches, and it'll be up to the Federal Electorate Council of that electorate as to whom they decide to go forward for the National Party.
In sport, Adelaide United will seek an Australian coach to take over from Dutchman Hurtun Vurbeek, who's ended his tenure at the A-League club. He's departed less than a year into his two-year contract, returning home to the Netherlands amid the league's suspension. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 25. Adelaide, showers and windy, 16. Showers for Melbourne, a top of 12. Hobart, showers developing, 13. Canberra, showers and 7 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 16. Much the same in Sydney, 16. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 19. Brisbane, much the same, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.